Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George.
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Mel Blanc, Verna Felton, Elvia Allman, Margaret Brayton, and the ladies of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. The coffee that's always good to the last drop. Now, it's morning as we look in at the Burns home, and George is just coming downstairs. A happy, carefree husband coming down to have breakfast with his wife. As he reaches the foot of the stairs, music bursts from his lips.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself.
Music bursts from his lips.
Ain't misbehaving. I'm happy on the sofa.
Well, that's as close as we can get. He calls gaily to his wife.
Oh, Gracie, your big kissable daddy is up. Here's volcano lips.
Isn't that disgusting? But pity him, ladies and gentlemen, for a terrible fate awaits him. Little does he know that meeting in the den is that bane of his existence, Gracie's club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. So innocently, he searches for his wife. He looks in the kitchen.
Googie?
No response. He looks in the dining room.
Hey, Googie.
No response. Now he walks to the den door. No, George, don't open it.
No. They can't be in there. I sprayed that den only yesterday.
He stands for a moment frozen with horror. Then fright gives way to anger. He calls upon his manhood. Again, no response. Then the door opens and Gracie comes out.
Oh, George. It was you who looked in the door.
Yes.
Oh, Blanche Morton certainly needs glasses. She was facing the door and she said, Gracie, when did you get an Airedale?
Wish I were an Airedale. I'd run that bunch of old cats up the nearest tree.
Old cats? Why, George, in that room sits the cream of America's womanhood. True, a couple of them have gone to butter.
Gracie, I've told you repeatedly, I will not allow those women on my premises. Now, who's the owner of this house?
You are.
And who's the boss around here?
You are.
Then who's leaving right now?
You are.
Me?
Well, George, you can't break up a meeting of government agents.
Government agents? Those fugitive from a dark belfry? Don't make me laugh.
Well, it's true. You see, President Truman has asked all the merchants to cut their prices. That's to fight inflation.
So?
So, we girls have volunteered to go around to certain shops and buy things to see if they've cut their prices. We're the OSSHD.
I know I'm a fool. What's that?
Office of Secret Shoppers, Hat Division.
Real patriotic, you girls. Look, Gracie, you don't have to buy things to see if prices are cut. Just go in the store and ask.
But this way we have concrete evidence. We get a hat and a sales slip. Oh, naturally, we don't keep them. We send them right to Washington.
Oh, you send the hats to Washington?
No, the sales slips. We'll wear the hats.
You wear the hats, yeah.
They look silly in congressmen. Yes.
But suppose they want to see the hats. Suppose they want to see that concrete evidence.
Well, if they want to see something concrete, let them look at our heads.
You've got a point there. So are the other girls. By the way, who's going to pay for all this?
Well, the government, of course. We sent a telegram to Washington asking Congress to appropriate $100 million for us.
$100 million?
Yes.
Why, you would only need $70 or $80.
Well, I know that, dear. But I also know our government. If they can't give it away, $100 million at a chunk, they won't fool with it.
you uplifters have had some wild ideas, but this tops it.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
If it's a man in a white coat, he'll find ripe pickings in this house. Come in.
Telegram for the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. Is that you, Pop?
No, it's not me.
I'll take it, boy. George, give the boy a tip.
Here, son.
Oh, gee. I'm going to bet this on a horse.
You are?
Yeah, with 100-to-1 long shot, I can run this into a dollar.
So long, kid.
Oh, George. Oh, this is terrible news. Congress won't give us a penny.
This can get them all reelected.
Oh, dear, I can't bear to go in the den and read this to the uplifters. It'll kill them.
Let me read it to them.
No. As president of the club, it's my duty.
Then let me watch.
Very well. Come on. Girls, quiet, please. Fellow uplifters, we have just received our answer from Congress.
Did they send the money?
Will we get new hair?
We girls can't wait.
Yeah, tell us, Gracie.
Meredith Wilson, are you still a member of this silly club?
Yes, George, and I do not regard this club as silly. I'm proud that they chose to make me an honorary woman.
But you're a man. Sort of.
You can't intimidate him, George. He's one of our most loyal members.
Thank you, Gracie. And I will continue to remain a loyal woman, even though my social life has suffered to some extent.
How has your social life suffered?
Well, so far, the only man who's been willing to dance with me is Arthur Murray.
I'll be glad to do the mazurka with you, Meredith.
Oh, George, stop interrupting. We must get on with this meeting. Girls, I'm sorry to announce that Congress has refused to vote us an appropriation.
Oh, that's awful. I think that's unfair.
Me too. The Navy got a big appropriation to build ships.
Yes. They spend millions on those old battle wagons, but not a penny on us.
Some battle wagons cost more than others.
George, please. Girls, I think you'll agree with me that Congress has acted unwisely in this matter.
Well, they certainly have.
Of course, we can't expect Congress to be too intelligent. We must remember it's made up of men. And wherever you find men, you'll find petty jealousies, bickerings, and general confusion. Thank goodness we're ladies.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm not giving up. I intend to fight inflation.
This is no time to discuss your diet.
Are you insinuating that I'm plump?
Well, they don't call you Blanche the Blimp for nothing.
Ladies.
Well, I wouldn't want to have your skinny figure. You're built like an hors d'oeuvre. Two toothpicks stuck in a pickle.
Take a bustle to give Clara curds.
Oh, well, you ought to know, dearie, you wore one when you were young.
Whose side are you on, Meredith?
Well, I refuse to participate.
Well, thank goodness one of us is a lady.
Casey Jones. Ever stop to think how many songs the railroads have inspired, Meredith?
More than a feller can count, Bill.
More than a feller?
Yes, from Casey Jones to Chattanooga Choo Choo and the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, railroads have been almost as popular with the songwriters as Romance and Roses.
Well, Meredith, the fellas who pushed the rail lines west across the country helped build a nation. And while today's big streamliners are a far cry from the smoke-throwing wood burners of yesteryear, the train is still a symbol of adventure and romance. And now more than ever, the railroads are a colorful and vital part of the American scene. Makes me think how Maxwell House coffee truly belongs to the American scene. Why, Maxwell House has been pleasing this coffee-loving nation for generations. And this fact speaks for itself. Today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. flavors behind this nationwide preference, that good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the masterful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. Adding up to great coffee at its flavor peak. Friends, why not enjoy the extra pleasure of extra good coffee? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Gracie, the government refused to give you dames any money to buy new hats, so you might as well break up your club meeting.
Oh, no. The Beverly Hills Uplift Society doesn't give up so easily. How about it, girls? Are we quitters or are we fighters?
Fighters!
Are we weak or are we strong?
Strong!
Are we mice or are we men?
Mice!
They're mice?
Well, I didn't give them much of a choice that time.
What you mean?
We'll show those congressmen they can't shove us women around.
Yes, they're forgetting about woman suffrage.
That's right. We're all married, and married women go through plenty of suffrage.
Gracie, I mean...
All those in favor of sending a stern letter of protest to the government of the United States say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
George, you can only vote if you join our club.
I take back the vote.
Now, who can do shorthand and typing? One of you girls must have been a secretary at one time.
Not me.
Not me.
Me either.
I was.
You, Meredith?
Yes, I was secretary to a Mrs. Perkins, a businesswoman back in Mason City. However, her husband forced her to discharge me because I was too attractive.
Well, Meredith, here's a pencil. Take this letter.
Ready, Chief.
United States government, United States dear government.
How about my jolling government?
No.
Dear government?
Yes. Now read that back, Meredith.
Oh, United States government. United States, dear government.
Mm-hmm. Guess that's telling them.
Pour it on them, Gracie.
Bear down, kid.
Make them know it.
You bet I will. Now here we go, Meredith. Dear government, yours of the 22nd inch receive and contents near that.
Contents sneered at.
Period.
Got it, Chief.
She got it.
How dare you refuse us an appropriation? Question mark. Why, you politicians give away so much money that Congress ought to change its name to Truth or Consequences.
Oh, brother.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
What's that for?
All opposed say no. Fool with us, will they? Next paragraph, Meredith.
Ready, Chief.
He's ready, Chief.
Look at the way you spend the taxpayers' money, period. Why do you need a Secretary of War and a Secretary of Navy, question mark? Let the soldiers and sailors do their own typing.
Gracie, you can't say that.
Why not, question mark?
Because they'll think you're a jerk. Exclamation point.
Is that so, question mark?
Yes, comma, that's so, period. Now cut out the punctuation.
Well, just tell me this. What did Congress ever do to save us money?
They're trying to cut down on taxes.
Oh, there you are. They want to cut down on taxis when streetcars are overloaded now.
That's what you heard me say.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. We'll show them. Next paragraph, Meredith.
Ready, Chief.
It's ready, Chief. You can go ahead.
You politicians who run this country are certainly confused. You have the nerve to say that our form of government is democratic. But what do you see in Washington? Republicans.
Gracie, you can send a letter like this to the government.
I can, too. Those men need a good straightening out. They've got things all mixed up.
You're right, Chief. Well, look at that big mix-up over the name of Boulder... if you'll pardon the expression, damn.
There you are. Look at the way they mixed that up. What did they mix up, Meredith?
Well, they changed the name Boulder Dam to Hoover Dam.
Oh, well, how do y'all like that? Naming a dam after a vacuum cleaner.
They changed the name from Boulder Dam to Hoover Dam to honor Herbert Hoover. They wanted the dam to have his name.
Oh, so they did it the hard way and changed the name of a great big dam. Why couldn't they have done it the simple way?
Like what?
Changing his name to Herbert Boulder.
Well, that would never enter my mind. I couldn't...
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. No.
Why, Gracie, why did you vote no on your own idea?
That's the American way. Now, let's get on with the letter. Last paragraph, Meredith.
Ready, Chief.
He's ready, Chief. You're making
And in conclusion, government, we wish to state that unless you men change your tune, we women will secede from the Union. We'll start our own country and men won't be allowed in it.
A country with no men. What do you do about children?
We'll hire babysitters.
And I haven't had breakfast. All this on an empty stomach. Well, I'm going to the office. Goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, dear. Well, aren't you going to say anything to the girls?
I'd better not. Their husbands are bigger than I am.
Oh, wait, George. You can mail our letter to the government.
Oh, yeah, let me have that thing. I'll take care of it.
Now, don't leave it in your pocket. You know what to do with it.
That I do.
Gracie, I just had a terrible thought.
What, Clara?
Even if the government sends us that money to buy hats, it'll be too late now.
Why?
All the best hats will be snapped up.
Why, that's so strange. Oh, wait, girls. I know another way to get the money. And we mustn't be too proud to take it. Remember, fishermen get money from the lowly shrimp. Farmers get money from the common cabbage. Trappers get money from the ordinary skunk. And we'll get money from our husbands.
Hooray!
Said he was the best man, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra.
Suggestions for getting hat money from our husband.
It won't be easy, Gracie. I've tried everything on Harry, and he just sits there on his big fat wallet.
Joe's the same way.
So is Arthur.
Well, there must be some way to make them loosen up. Why should wives work without getting paid? If you have a maid, your husband pays her, and she doesn't even have to kiss him.
Well, not if she's fast on her feet.
Oh, come on now. Let's think hard.
May I come in, Gracie? No one answered the front door.
Well, look, girls. It's Bill Goodwin.
Girls,
if that's the way married women are going to greet a single man, maybe Bill shouldn't be allowed to come in. Now, let's stop for a moment and think of our husbands. Well, that's long enough. Come in, Bill.
Thanks, Gracie. Hello, girls.
Oh, I declare, Bill, you look better every day.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Bagley. And you...
Yes?
You look better at night.
Oh, flatterer.
Bill?
Yes,
girl? Maybe you can help us with our problem. We're trying to figure out how to get money from our husbands.
Oh, Gracie, you girls shouldn't have any trouble. You all have that certain something, that irresistible something that men adore.
You mean we have oomph?
No, you have Maxwell House coffee. Say, there's nothing like a cup of Maxwell House to put a man in good humor. It's so wonderfully satisfying, so rich, delicious, and mellow.
You mean our husbands would pay us for Maxwell House?
Oh, sure. Men love that famous Maxwell House flavor. That flavor, you know, is the result of careful selection and blending of distinctive Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Well, girls, maybe Bill's got something there. My husband's crazy about Maxwell House.
So is my husband.
My husband loves it, too.
So does my husband.
There are moments when I feel left out of things.
I'll tell you something else, ladies. Maxwell House just can't be beat for coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
I have a brother who's quite fond of it.
Really? You know, with more than 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Also a sister.
Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Well, that's as close as I can get.
Girls, Bill has given me a wonderful idea. Not only will we charge our husbands for making them coffee, but for other things, too, like cleaning house, cooking their meals, and washing out their lace things.
Lace things? Does your husband wear lace things?
Yes. All corsets have laces. Oh, now, we've got to make up a price list. Bill, you're a man. You set the prices.
Okay.
Pretend that you're married to one of these girls. Let me see now. Who'll be Bill's wife? Eeny, meeny, miny.
I will.
Couldn't have been Moe.
All right now, Bill. You're coming home from work, and at this point, you don't owe your wife anything.
We're even.
Yes. Okay, Clara.
Bill, first I take your coat and hang it up.
I owe you a dime, Clara.
Then I bring you your pipe and slippers.
I owe you 35 cents.
And then I sew buttons on your shirt and mend your socks.
I owe you a dollar.
And then I kiss you.
We're even again. So long, ladies.
Oh, girls, don't mind Bill. This idea is a gold mine. Disperse to your homes and get busy.
But, Gracie, what will we charge?
Oh, whatever the traffic will bear. Now get going.
Well, I'm back, Dad. Is my lunch ready?
Oh, yes, it's on the stove. All I have to do is bring it in.
Good. I didn't get any breakfast, and I'm really starved. What did you fix me?
Well, first you get a bowl of clam chowder.
Oh, clam chowder. I love clam chowder.
Yeah, that'll be 15 cents, payable in advance.
Uh-huh.
From now on, everything is cash and carry.
Gracie, I'm not going to let you get away with charging me for food. I'm going to be very firm and very determined.
You're also going to be very hungry.
No money, no food, huh?
Not a vitamin.
Okay, you win. How much is the clam chowder?
15 cents.
I can get a bowl in Charlie's Cafe for a dime.
All right, you can have this for a dime.
That's better.
I'll do what Charlie does. Take out the clam.
Go ahead, take it out.
That'll be 5 cents extra for labor.
Labor?
Removing the clam.
Leave it in. Here's the 15 cents.
Thanks.
For Pete's sake, you got a cash register?
Mm-hmm, I'm keeping this on a business basis. And now, after the clam chowder, you get a blue plate. That'll be 75 cents.
Here you are. What's on the blue plate?
Oh, if you want food on it, that'll be another dollar.
Now, see here.
No dollar, no food.
If I wasn't starved, I'd walk out of here. Here's the buck.
By the way, dear, you telephoned from the office and said you'd be here for lunch.
Sure. I always do.
That'll be another 50 cents.
For what?
Making a reservation.
Okay, I'm hooked. Now bring me my lunch. I haven't eaten all day.
Yes, dear. Sit right down at the table. You do want to sit down, don't you?
Of course.
That'll be a quarter.
A quarter?
Parking fee.
Take it. Now bring me some food. I'm hungry.
Before I bring the food, have you heard the joke about the three holes in the ground?
No.
Well. That'll cost you a dollar.
A dollar? Why?
Floor show.
Look, Gracie.
Of course, if you'd rather not eat.
Oh, what's the use? Here. Now bring the food.
Yes, dear. May I take my apron off?
Sure, take it off.
50 cents, please.
Huh?
Well, that's what you pay when they take it off of the burlesque.
Then leave it on.
That's 50 cents, too.
For what?
Cover charge.
Here, now let me eat.
Did you have enough to eat, George?
Yes.
Aw, you're mad at me, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Charging me for food. That's no way to get a new hat.
Well, it worked pretty well.
But we're married. We love each other. You don't have to go through all that. Here, give me that money back, and I'll show you the right way to do it.
All right. Here you are.
No. Just ask me for it like any normal wife would ask her husband.
All right. George, dear.
Yes, sweetheart.
May I please have the money for a new hat?
No.
No!
No.
Well, I think I like the other way better.
I like my way.
Join us again Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Till next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
We're a little late, folks. Good night.
Sudden guests make you quail. Don't get tail. Get instant Maxwell House. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. Thrifty, too. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Get instant Maxwell House. Enjoy coffee that's instantly good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.